We are talking about the fulfillment of the law. Now, it's very important for you to have a look at the giving of the law, why God gave the law. So don't just click on this part. Run through it in sequence so that you can understand why the law was given, how the law was given, and all of that. Then the fulfillment of the law will make so much sense. Let's just turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. And this is really going to bless you. Matthew 5. Verse 17, it says, "Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've not come to destroy, but to fulfill." So Jesus said that he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. Destroying the law and the prophets simply means this, to say, don't obey the law, don't worry about the law. The law is just not needed, just believe on me. That was not what Jesus came to do. He came to fulfill the law. Now that word fulfill the law means to do the law. So Jesus came to do the law. Why did Jesus come to do the law? When man sinned, Adam, the first Adam, when he sinned, he was a representative of mankind. And he implemented a system of death between him and God. And that system was called the knowledge of good and evil, or what I call the become mentality. You can hear more about that in my series on the fulfillment of the law under Word Well. Go into that and check that out as well. Man, you'll be so blessed by that. I think you must do that because it will just give you a good understanding of the whole thing. So Adam represented man, implemented a system between God and man that man had to do in order to be righteous before God. He had to know good and evil, and then through that he will become like God. He'll be like God. So he implemented a system that says, I'm knowing good and evil. God gave that system in written form to man. And then God sent a man, and that's why God gave the law. So that he could send a man to do that law so that man could become righteous. And that second man was called the second Adam. And he was the one that represented you and me. And if he could obey the law, then he would obey the law on our behalf. Hallelujah. So here was a law given. Jesus said, I've come not to break the law, but to do the law. I didn't come to say there's no law. He said, I've come to say there is a law, and I want to do that law. But we must always remember Romans 5. Romans 5:19 says, through the disobedience of one, many became sinners, so that through the obedience of one, many can become righteous. So Jesus came to obey the law on our behalf. That's what it's actually saying in Matthew 17. Tell me, I've come to destroy the law. Be of good cheer. I've come to do the law on your behalf. And if I get it right, then you will be rewarded accordingly if you can simply believe on me. Now, the word fulfill there, it says, I've come to not to destroy the law or the prophets, but I've come to fulfill. So he came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Now, a prophecy, once it's fulfilled, you don't look at it anymore. It is fulfilled. It's done away. That same word is used with the law. Once somebody could do the law, then the law would pass away. But there was nobody righteous according to Romans. No, not one. There was no one that fulfilled the law. There was nobody that could represent man and do the whole law on behalf of man. There was no one. So then Jesus came and said, if I don't do this, heaven and earth will pass away. If you just read on. But not one point or comma of the law will anyway pass away until it is fulfilled. So Jesus came and he did the law for the purpose that the law could pass away. So that we could believe on him and then that his obedience would be imputed unto us and his righteousness for obeying the law and a much higher standard of the law could be fulfilled in us who believe on him. Now the law had two parts, an obedience part and a curse part. Now, he obeyed the whole law and was found sinless, so that we who believe could receive the righteousness which is by his obedience. And that you can go and read in Romans 8 verse 1 to 4. But the law also has got a disobedience part. If you disobey, then you are under the curse and you will be punished for your sins. That's why the Bible says the chastisement for our peace was upon him. So he came and became a curse for us, so that he could fulfill the law in both aspects, in the obedience part and in the curse part. He obeyed on our behalf, and he fulfilled the first part of the law, and then he became a curse, and he fulfilled the curse part of the law, so that he died our death for us, and that he lived our obedience for us. Man, isn't that awesome? Just study that out. You will be so blessed.